with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. strikes another boat it says was carrying illegal drugs.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing on his social media that the strike took place Tuesday night in the eastern Pacific Ocean. The other seven strikes were all in the Caribbean, marking an expansion of the Trump administration's campaign against drug trafficking in South America. Hegseth posting a video of what looks like a speedboat with three outboard motors carrying several black-clad packages speeding through the water. Then the strike occurs. There's no sound, but you see an explosion, smoke and flames, debris, and the video ends. I'm Julie Walker.
The government is in its 22nd day of shutdown, and there is no end in sight. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrat leaders are being swayed by the radicals.
They want, the Democrats, that is, far-left progressive activists, be not less mad at them. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. So I just think in the end, it's a simple choice for them, and they can get the government back open, or they can choose to keep letting the far left call the shots.
Senator Thune made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced new sanctions Wednesday against Russia's two biggest oil companies and blasted Moscow's refusal to end its senseless war as U.S.-led efforts to end the Ukrainian war floundered and the Ukrainian president sought more foreign military help. The sanctions against Rosneft and Lukoil, as well as dozens of subsidiaries, followed months of bipartisan pressure on President Trump to hit Russia with harder sanctions on its oil industry. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 334 points. This is SRN News. The president of a Catholic school rejects a tenet of the Catholic Church, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Georgetown University was founded in 1789, 6 years after the end of the Revolutionary War, and is the oldest Catholic school in America. But the institution will next be led by a man who says, quote, "I reject the church's teachings on homosexuality." One might think this would disqualify Eduardo Peñalver for the job, but he's been hired as Georgetown's new president beginning in 2026. He is currently president of Seattle University. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in Israel are arguing over the potential end of an exemption for religious students from compulsory service in the military. The growing dispute follows a ruling last year by the Israeli Supreme Court that ordered the government to begin drafting ultra-Orthodox Jewish men into the military. There had been a long-standing enlistment exemption. This is SRN News. U.S. stocks and gold sink while meme stocks swerve.
Stocks pulled back on Wall Street as the market's momentum went into reverse. The S&P 500 sank 0.5% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 334 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.9%. Netflix helped drag the market lower after reporting a profit that fell short of forecasts. Netflix gave back a bit more than 10%, though it's still up sharply for the year. Beyond Meat had another day of huge swings and ended down about 1%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Meta Platforms is cutting roughly 600 artificial intelligence jobs, even as it continues to hire more workers for its superintelligence lab, that according to the company on Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com.